Well, today we have a couple of guests joining us by phone. Curtis Beerbohm is president of the Cass County Fair Association, Cass County Fair Board, and we also have with us Kate Olson, who is the coordinator here with the Cass County ISU Extension and Outreach. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you both. Curtis, I want to start with you. Here recently, just in the last few days, the Fair Board voted to and decided to announce that all the non-4-H and FFA activities for the 2020 Cass County Fair coming up toward the end of July would have to be canceled. Tough decision to make?
Yes, it was. Very tough. Very long meeting, very in-depth discussion about it. Basically, we just felt that it's in the best interest of the youth, the community, our volunteers, and everything to try to stay healthy and do the social distancing.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about what the discussion was like? I mean, there had to be some back and forth on the different types of concerns.
Yeah, there was. There's a lot of back and forth. It's kind of hard to describe what all went on in the meeting. Just trying to figure out whether we cancel the entertainment, have the entertainment, and then once we did decide that, trying to figure out how we're going to do this show and go and what it's going to look like, and it's just, things are going to be a lot different this year, look a lot different.
Well, you and all the other folks that are on the Fair Board are on there for a reason, because you're very passionate about this, so it's obviously a difficult decision, but, you know, you have to do what's in the best interest of everyone, but you still want to do right by the youngsters who have put forth a lot of effort.
Yes, exactly. We know the kids have been working hard on their projects this year, and it was a tough decision to go the way we did, but we felt that this way the kids would still get an opportunity to show their projects and the livestock and still have a little bit of that interaction instead of nothing at all.
Yeah, absolutely. When Kate, you and your staff work so closely with the youngsters, not just during Fair Week, but all year round, you know, you try to do something to give them the opportunity, right?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly right.
Yep. Yeah, we've been in close communication, and Fair Board requested that, you know, we get together with some youth leaders from across the county, and we got a great group of kids together that represented our 4-H and FFA programs here in Cass County, and they basically just said, you know, whatever else you do, give us a chance to show what we've been working so hard on all year. So I think the Fair Board did a great job of taking that to heart, and, you know, it's going to take a little while to figure out what this looks like. We're going to try and make it the best it can possibly be with the current circumstances, but it really is important to do what we can do to give these kids a chance to showcase that.
Yeah. So the 4-H and FFA youngsters, they did have some input into this?
Yeah, we asked. We have our 4-H Youth Leadership Council here in Cass County, and then we asked some members of the leadership team of all three FFA chapters to join us in a conference call about a month ago. And just give us some feedback on what their thoughts were on virtual shows and what parts of FAIR they really, you know, take that deep learning from. And they did a great job. They were very honest with us. They did a great job of speaking up and sharing their experiences with us. And the FAIR is always about the youth. We love the celebration of the community that comes along with it. But FAIR started as a way to celebrate youth projects, and it will continue as a way this year to celebrate youth projects.
I was asked the other day when the last time something like this has happened, and my answer was, well, in the 30-plus years I've been around here, it's never happened. We've had a few individual things have to be canceled, scheduling issues, weather, different types of things like that, but even that's rare. So this is extremely rare, isn't it?
I hope it is. Yes, I certainly have not seen anything like this, either as a former 4-H member and participant in FAIR or from, you know, the staff and admin side of it. But I certainly hope this is not something that we're going to have to be doing every year. Like we said, FAIR is a community celebration. We want to keep having it in the way that people know they can come out and enjoy the Cass County Fair. So
sure.
This is going to be a challenge this year.
Yeah, oh yeah, it is. Curtis, I want to ask you from a larger standpoint, too. You've got a lot of partners in this with the fair. It's not just the Fair Board and the youngsters. You've got a lot of businesses, groups, individuals. You've got a lot of supporters out there, both the folks that volunteer, folks that help to support financially. How does this affect all of that?
You know, it plays a big factor into it, and we discussed a lot of that last night. And like we said in our release this morning, that we will be contacting all of our fair sponsors and volunteers, and you know, we appreciate everything that they do, the support they give, the donations that they give to the fair to keep it alive and keep it going. We really do appreciate that. And ask everybody to just bear with us and be patient as we try to navigate through this and get things figured out. And we'll try to get information out as soon as we can.
You know, so many things that have been shut down over the last few months, there's always that little bit of fear that when you get out of the routine, when you get out of that habit, that there's a possibility that it's going to take a lot of effort to build it back up again. Was that part of the discussion too?
Yeah, some of it was. You know, like I said, we've got a great community, great support, you know, backing behind us. I truly believe that next year we'll have an amazing fair.
You bet. Well, that's all you can do is look toward the next time around, too. Kate, let me ask you then, from a Fair Week standpoint, there still will be Cass County Fair, but it'll be different. What will it be like?
Well, we're hoping to have that figured out, and it's going to take a little while over the next couple weeks. We're going to start in the near future working with all of our individual department superintendents, not rewriting the rules from the ground up, but modifying protocols so they meet safety standards, so we keep our judges safe, our kids safe, our volunteers safe. So we're going to be doing a lot of updates to how the fair is going to look like, and we really feel that that's important, that we have those detailed plans in place and get them out to our youth participants as soon as we possibly can. We do know that every event is probably going to look a little bit different, and once we have those superintendent meetings and get those plans and that schedule finalized, we're working with our superintendents and fair board, hopefully we will have a pretty good picture that we can share with our exhibitors of exactly what they can expect when they can show up at the 2020 fair.
Yeah. You know, while disappointing, is it an opportunity, though, to kind of evaluate and kind of self-evaluate and look what you've been doing and how it's been going and maybe how you might be able to do things maybe just a little bit differently or tweak a few things here and there? Curtis, is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, it's just kind of like you've heard on the radio and you see on TV that commercials are talking about, well, we've never done it this way before, but things are actually working out really well, so I think we could say that there might be some things we could look at changing for the years to come and see how things plan out this year.
Sure. Well, so for the general public out there, the things, some of the other things they like to enjoy, the bull ride, the tractor pulls, some of the different entertainment opportunities, just not going to happen this year?
Nope. All of the public entertainment, the bull ride, the tractor pull, the carnival, that has all been canceled this year.
Now the bigger question. The food stand, the chuck wagon, the FFA food stand, not going to happen either, huh?
The 4-H food stand and the chuck wagon will not be open. We have not gotten contact yet with the FFA chapters to find out what they want to do. But as far as that, the commercial barns, those are all going to be closed.
Yeah, okay. Well, we do the best we can. So, Kate, in the meantime, it's a matter of doing some, you spend all year planning for the county fair, and in some ways things kind of plug in a little bit, although there are always curveballs thrown at you. This is a giant curveball now. So is it just a mad scramble here in these last, oh gosh, what do you have now, 5, 6, 7 weeks before the actual time would roll around that you're trying to now reconfigure how this is going to go?
Yeah, I mean, I would hopefully call it an organized mad scramble. I mean, we do have, you know, obviously we have existing rules in place. So it's a matter of looking at those rules, figuring out what's still possible, what's not possible. We have met with public health to get some guidance from that direction. We have some great resources from the Iowa 4-H program, the Iowa FFA program, the Iowa Association of Fairs. A lot of counties around us are coming up with creative ways to do things, so we're kind of trying to tap into that, you know, crowdsourced knowledge, if you will, as we all sort of come up with new and creative ways to do things with our 4-H'ers and FFA members, give them the opportunities to exhibit. You mentioned looking at new ways of doing things in history, and, I mean, several years ago we did have to cancel all poultry show due to the avian influenza outbreak. One of the things that came out of that was, you know, the egg judging class, and that's actually been a hit that we've kept. Kids enjoyed that aspect of the project. So hopefully when this is all said and done, there will be a few silver linings that come out of it, that the kids say, hey, you know, this was kind of fun. Can we keep that aspect and then still take the rest of it back to normal? So hopefully we'll have a little chance for evaluation, but we'll also be able to fall back on those established rules that we already do have, so there will be a little bit of familiarity to the fair this year for 4-H and FFA members, even though everything else is kind of in turmoil.
You bet. So I guess at the end of the day, light from the darkness, we'll find our way, but also there'll be plenty more coming out in the coming days and weeks as we get a little bit closer to that particular period of time, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. Kate, thank you so much. Curtis, appreciate you joining us here today. I know it's a tough decision to make, but now we just have to move forward and figure out the best way to let these kids shine.
That's right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you both.